Let's talk a little bit about locally advanced disease and chemoradiation therapy and that whole scenario. What are the most common questions, and maybe what are the questions in particular you're getting since ASCO? I'm guessing you're getting a lot of them.
Well, I mean, obviously ASCO this year brought us the data about the Hoosier Oncology Group study that evaluated the role of consolidation docetaxel. Remember, that was a platform that SWOG had championed in a single-arm phase 2 trial, which looked pretty good, but they were highly selected patients, and it really stood on its own. It had really not been validated. The HOG trial suggested that there was little, if any, contribution to consolidation docetaxel except for toxicity. That platform of chemorads with cisplatin etoposide followed by docetaxel had been widely used after the results of 9504 were available over the past 3 to 5 years. I think this is going to make the average guy in practice kind of rethink what they do. I personally was never a big fan of the 9504 approach. I was waiting for another group to validate it. I was waiting for the Hoosier Oncology Group trial. And the issue nowadays is docs are wondering, if they aren't going to pursue that strategy, what should they be doing? You know, my sense in stage 3 disease is that there are really two major hurdles that we face. One is control of intrathoracic disease, which is typically bulky. And the second is control of occult micrometastatic disease, which almost all these patients have. So my thinking is that we need aggressive local regional therapy and we need good systemic therapy.